What resources are available to people when they near the end of their lives? That was the subject of a community meeting last week between the Kawalungan tribe and the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association. KUCB's Zoe Sobel was there.
Verla Robinson is 76 years old, and she's thinking about her future.
When it comes time for me to die, I'm going to take a hike, because I'm not going to leave my home to die, just because for the last 20 years, people have been dragging their feet about everything, or passing the buck.
She means literally taking a hike. That's because in Unalaska, there are not many services for people as they age. There's the Father Ishmael Gromov Senior Center, which offers housing, lunches, and shuttle services. But if someone needs more care, the burden is on the family to provide it. And if that becomes too much, the next step is assisted living in Anchorage. Robinson says she'd like to see an assisted living facility on the island with a full-time registered nurse and a pool of people who can give daily care.
Not everybody needs real drastic physical care. You know, I'm 76 years old. I still do everything. You know, I don't need someone to take care of me. I do that. It takes me a little bit longer, but so what? I'm older. You know, there's going to be a time when it may happen to me, and it may not, but there are people that direly need it.
APIA has a program for personal care attendants, or PCAs, who can relieve family and care for qualified elders on Medicaid. But at last week's meeting, everyone agreed the problem is finding help. Even with the PCA program, the cost of living on the island is too high, and the pay, estimated to be around $14 to $16 an hour, would not be enough to attract people to the job. Plus, there's not the infrastructure to house more people. Robinson says Unalaska should have a facility that serves all the villages, False Pass, Akutan, King Salmon, and Nikolski, all the way to the end of the Aleutian chain.
It's not just the people in this community, and I'm sure that people in other villages would rather come here than go to Anchorage. I mean, that's a foreign country as far as I'm concerned.
Robinson has lived all her life on the island, save a brief stint away to attend college, to get married, and to have kids. And she wants to stay here.
I'm not here because I'm forced. I'm here because I love it here. This is where I was born. This is where I want to die.
In Unalaska, I'm Zoe Sobel.